Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Chavov in the Oiz V'Ador edition, beginning of the third parak of Maseches Trumas. We're starting in the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Toirim Kishus V'Nimtza Mora. Someone does Truma on Kishus. Kishus, Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns that Kishus is the cucumber. Others say it's a melon, a type of gourd. So someone does Truma on Kishus, and it turns out to be mar, it turns to be bitter. Avatiach, watermelon, venimtza soruch, and it turns out to be rotten. Truma v'yachzor v'yisrim and avchavov v'mudalaf on top. It is truma. He did truma, even though he did truma from something which seems to be spoiled. It is truma. We'll see in a second why. And you need to do truma again. Hatoyim chovit shel yain venimtza shel choymetz. Person does truma on from a barrel of wine, assuming it's wine, in order to do truma, another wine. And then you find out that it has vinegar. If he knows there was vinegar before he did truma, meaning he did truma when he was wrong, he did truma from the wrong thing. So, ain't no truma. Then of course, it's not truma. So if he did truma and then it turned to be bad, it turned to be vinegar, it turned to be sour, how is it truma? It is truma. Why? Because when he did truma, it was still wine. But if he's not sure when did this wine go bad, so truma v'yachzor v'yisrim said before, meaning because he doesn't know when it went bad, when it got spoiled, so then it's truma, and he said he has to do truma again. Meaning both trumas that he does, it's only a suffix truma. The din of dimur, the more means we have a mixture of truma and chulin, rabbanon regozer, to make it aser, that's only a truma sabadak. Truma suffix, there's no gzer de rabbanon. And therefore, over here, the truma is not going to be with the mass. It's not going to be cause this mixture. Then you don't have not having a chaymish. A person eats, it doesn't have to pay the extra 25% that you pay when you eat for sure truma. And that works for both trumas. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Naflo achas mehen notoich ha-chulim eino v'damasam. So how does it work the dimua? If one of them fell into chulim, does it make dimua? Because I'm not sure that's the truma. I don't know which one is the truma. Then you have the second truma. Again, we're not sure which one is which. We're not sure the first one is truma and the second one is truma. So the second one fell into another bunch of chulim. Doesn't make dimua because each one is a sofek in its own. But if both trumas fell into the same place, so now what's the din then? Then you know for sure truma is here. We don't know which one is truma, if it's the first or the second, but one of them is for sure truma. So if both of them fell into a mixture, so then you have a problem of dimua. So medamois, and to what size? Kiktano shebishtem, like the smaller one. Reb Chaim explained, what's the smaller one? The second one. Because always, the first one is bigger, because that's when you have more fruits. The second one, you have less fruits, you have less truma. So always the second one will be the kiktano. Says the Gemara, atoyrim kishus gvot mishnah. Says the Gemara, nicho avatiach v'nimtza saruach, the watermelon that went, became rotten, understood. Elakishut says, Moro, love me, korehim moro. But a bitter cucumber is something which starts from the beginning, meaning the Gemara understands that a kishus will be already, if it's bitter now, it was always bitter. So what do you mean, nitzas moro, we're not sure when it is? You know, if it's bitter, it started that way. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, also oiso kesofek oichel. Meaning, we're not sure if when you have this bitterness, if it's considered to be still food or not. So that itself is a suffix. The suffix is not when did it become bad. The suffix is a bitter cucumber food or not food? Is it good enough to do truma from it or not? Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yonah, so Rabbi asked, you said that when you have a bitter cucumber, you're not sure, we made it a suffix. It's suffix food, maybe it is food, maybe it's not. Says Rabbi Yonah, will the cholvim oiso oiso kesuffix oichel? Do we always treat it as a sofek oichel? Or it's only named by truma the rabbanon treat as sofek oichel? But in regular cases, it's a full oichel. What's the nafkamina? So more says the several nafkaminas? Metamet tumas oichlin. If it's for sure food, it spreads tuma. And the tuma that it causes will cause people to have to burn their truma because it's for sure truma. If it's not food, or it's a sofek food, so then the tuma that it spread is not a for sure tuma. You don't burn on it. So that's the next part of the sentence. Metama tuma soichlim, v'soifim oisim etuma. It causes tuma, for sure tuma, which will cause it to burn the food. V'chevim alei chomesh. If it's a for sure food, and someone who eats this tumor, so he has to pay 25%. If it's a sofik, you don't pay 25%. If it's a ma'aseh sheni and you eat it out of the chayma, if it's a sure food, you get malchus. If it's not for sure food, there's no malchus. And another nekuda. If you did an eruv, which you have to put 2,000 amma out of the city, so it needs to be real food. If you put in something which is not food, it's not an eruv. But if this is a suffolk eruv, meaning if this is a suffolk food, so then he's a chamar gamah. He's not sure if the Erev works or doesn't work. So we don't know where is his mokum shviso. We don't know where is his main place for Shabbos. Is it the city where he came from? Or is it the place where he put the food, which not sure if it's food. So if it's exactly 2,000 amah away, he's not allowed to move from his place. That's called a chamar gamah in Lashon Maseches Eruvin, that you have a donkey and a camel. One pushes it to one way, one pushes it to the other direction. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis and says, Tavlam Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan learned over there. Kika shenitmo besofik rishus hayochid. You have a tumor in sofik rishus hayochid. I mean, we're not sure if it was tumor or not. So the din is in tumor in rishus hayochid. If it was in a private property, so it is tome. If it's rishus hayochid, it's not tome. But here it became tome rishus hayochid. Umagor rishus hayochid. After it became tome rishus hayochid, it goes out and touches. So then tome. And for sure it's tome because the mice says sofik tome rishus hayochid is asur. And even though now it went out to rishus hayochid, it causes tumor. But here, when you have this cucumber, which we consider to be a suffolk food, or at least we have a tzad of suffolk food, so it's a svek svekvel. Suffolk if it got tumor or not. And the suffolk if this is food at all, that. So svek svek, even if it's a yachid, does it cause tumor? And then even if it went out, if it touched something which was rabim, it will not cause tumor. Adds Reb Chaim, but if it was in Rishus HaYachid and it touched something in Rishus HaYachid, then it will spread tumor. Because then it's not considered to be, because in Rishus HaYachid we said any sfeikis, doesn't matter how many sfeikis you have, the tumor spreads. But once you take it out of Rishus HaYachid, put it in Rishus HaRabim, if it comes to Rishus HaYachid as a sfeik tumor, it spreads tumor. If it comes out as a sfeik sfeiko, it doesn't spread tumor. So the more Tani B'Shir Rabbi Yosi, the Braisa says in Rabbi Yosi, now like our Mishnah. The bitterness of the kishu is only the inside of it. But the outside is not bitter, and you can do true from the outside. So how do you fix this? Just add what you're missing from the inside and add it to the outside and make a chumo. How can it be there's a machlokes if the external part of the kishus is bitter or not? Go check it out. You go look at the kishus, taste it, and see if the outside is bitter or not. So how could it be the Arm Mishnah holds that when you have a bitter cucumber, even the outside is bitter? And your Biyasi holds that the outside is not bitter. Are they arguing in reality in Mitzias? Says the Gemara, Elal Ikar B'dikoso Chalukim. They're arguing what is the level that is considered to be bitter, which is not food. Meaning everybody knows what's the bitterness of the external part of the cucumber. And the machlokes says, is that make it not food or not? That's the machlokes. The chachamim are crazy. Continues the Gemara and says, "Torah chavis v'nimtza megula." He's doing a truma on a barrel, and then he sees that it's revealed, it was open, and then you have a problem because of something which is megula, which is open. You're not allowed to drink because maybe a snake came, put his venom into it. That's called gilui. So because when you have an open barrel, you don't drink it anymore. So that's a problem for truma. Similarly, Avatiach, he sees a watermelon, v'nimtzanakar. And then he sees that something bit into the watermelon. Yochesh, maybe it's a snake, and maybe it has venom in it. Chumah v'yachso v'yachso. It is chumah, misofik, and it is chumah again. We did a parazi of Shem Moshim Alevi, and we're going to use here the Gersa Rav Chaim. Lo yomru ela v'nimtza. Ha, lechatchilo, ain't chumah so chumah. Meaning, if we're talking about that he found it after he did chumah a while back, it comes back after a little while, he sees that it's open, the barrel, or that the watermelon was bitten. We're not sure when did it happen. Did it happen after he did a chumah or before he did a chumah? So it's a suffolk. That's what we say, chumah, v'yachso v'chumah. We said in the Mishnah, it's a suffolk if it's chumah or not. But if, from the get-go, from the chatchilo, when he did the chumah, it was already bitten into it. We know that. Or when he did the chumah, the barrel was open, then the chumah is not chumah at all. Says the Gemara of Yaakov, the Rami Abo, Kamir of Yosi, Loi Mistaber B'Sharu Oysa Noiker. Meaning your idea that if it's bitten or if it's open, so then we say it's for sure not truma. It's only if you saw the snake biting into it or the snake going into the barrel. Because if not, that's a suffix. If you see an open barrel, who said if the snake went into it or not? You see a bite. You don't know if it was a snake that bit into it. So why are you assuming it's not truma at all? Omale yodeahu imitilbo iris? Even if you see the snake biting into it, maybe it did not put its venom into it. But the answer is that once we have this chashash, once we have an open barrel, or we see a bitten fruit, we assume the mistoma, the snake, did it, and probably put venom into it. I assume the way, it's not considered to be a suffix. This idea of the cause because of suffix and fashers, we assume it to be a fact, even if I don't know for sure. So the chavrayim born kamei avyosi, ma beino letome. Meaning, when the Gemara is asking like this, we said you're not allowed to do truma from tumah and tahara. But if you did it, but the other it works. And here it's mashma, if you do truma from something which was bitten into it, it's not truma at all. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Chozayim Dalef, Omaloin tome be'enoy. Tome is real food. The food is here. It just has tumah that says you can't eat it because it has tumah. But the food is still here. Tumu shigarma, the tumu is garmit not to be edible. We're using the use of Rav Chaim. But here, when you have something which may have been bitten or eaten by a snake, we consider it to be, as a fact, something which is also to eat. It's not just something, good food just has tumu in it. It's something which is not food at all. And therefore, the tumu is not truma at all. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Chavov.